Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ready. I'm your host, Ready. We have a few rules here on Street Talk. I ask that you do not use profanity, and I also ask that you respect each other's opinion. Tonight we will be speaking in reference to the two-month-old baby, Justice, who was drowned by the 14-year-old caregiver. Have any callers on tonight? Okay, I have no callers. Let me hold on just a second while I try to call my guest speaker. While I'm waiting, we can be reached every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Hello. Hold just one second. Hello. Is there any other callers? I don't think that it's working properly. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Is there any callers on tonight? I'm unsure if it is. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. every Friday night. Do I have any callers on tonight? I don't think it's working properly.
Hello?
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Blog Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I was having technical difficulties. I see that we do have two callers on the line. I apologize for the inconvenience. On tonight, we were going to speak about the two-month-old baby, Justice Hull, that was drowned by her 14-year-old caregiver. I had a guest that was going to come on, Andrew Williams. Are you on tonight, Andrew? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. I have two callers that's on. I have 3657, and I have 8296. Are you all on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
I apologize. I apologize for the inconvenience. Hello. I apologize. We were starting. I had a technical difficulties just a second ago, so I wasn't able to actually start the show off properly. And I appreciate you for calling in on tonight. I wanted to give you all our number again. Anybody that's listening, our number is 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. Again, on tonight, I wanted to speak with you all in reference to the 14-year-old girl who was charged in the drowning of a 2-month-old baby, Justice. It happened here in Dallas. I'm unsure if you all are aware, but they are asking for donations. The funeral will be held at Golden Gate. The wake will be Monday from Monday, February the 2nd, 2015, from 7:15 p.m. Until 8:15 p.m. And the services is on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Again, it's at the Golden Gate Funeral Home, and that's at 4155 South R.L. Thornton Freeway, Dallas, Texas, 75224. The phone number there is 214-941-7332. And the baby name was Baby Justice Hall, and she was drowned in the Redbird Apartments in the 8400 block of Westmoreland Drive on Monday around 6:20 a.m. And the reason I wanted to do the show on tonight was I was also supposed to have a guest by the name of Andrew Williams. I'm unsure if he's tried to call, but if he has, we're going to go ahead and go on with the show. He was a relative of the child, and it touched my heart. It touched my heart once I heard about the incident, because the child was a 2-month-old who was placed inside the home by the CPS people because the mom had to go do some time in jail for a situation that she had. And she placed the baby, you know, voluntarily in that home because she wanted the baby to be there because it was a safe home. And, you know, it's a family that, you know, she knew that could care for her child, you know. And so it was kind of a touching story to myself as I read about the situation and I spoke with different people in the community about it. So it kind of touched my heart. And, you know, not only the baby was the victim in that situation, it was the entire family, you know, two entire families, you know. They have to find some kind of understanding about what happened, because not only was the mom away from the child after giving birth to the child, you know, she was incarcerated once her child's life was taken. And the other people in the community were saying that the 14-year-old came out to be, like, a very nice child, you know. So that's why I was bringing Andrew on, and I guess he wasn't able to make it on tonight. I have a new caller at 0675. How are you on tonight? Hello, caller.
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. We were on live. We were speaking about the 2-month-old baby that was drowned over in the Redbird area. How are you on tonight?
I'm a little sadder today. But yeah, I heard about the drowning. Yeah, that's kind of sad. I mean, actually, two children's lives. I'm trying to get a better understanding of what actually happened with the 14-year-old. What prompted her? Was it an accidental drowning? Was it intentional? Things like that. It's kind of it didn't touch on, because anytime, I mean, a brand new child, infant, baby born into the world, the mom's not there, you know, it's kind of a hard, touchy subject.
Yeah, it's a very touchy subject, and I mean, I wanted to get some of the family's insight, but I guess Andrew, he probably tried to call, and unfortunately, I was having technical difficulties, so I can't get the family's insight right now. I hope they'll call in sometime, but I'm going to give y'all the information that I do know thus far. The 14-year-old girl, they said they was a loving, you know, the whole family was like a loving family, you know, and the 14-year-old girl was left there she wasn't by herself. It was another teenager as well inside the household. And the baby was left with the family. You know, it's a loving family, they say. And the mother left to go to work, you know, early in the morning. It wasn't the baby who was deceased mom. It's a friend of the girl who was incarcerated. And unfortunately, I guess they said the young lady drowned the baby. I'm not sure. I don't want to really touch on that part. They just said the baby ended up being drowned. They found them. They found the baby drowned. And after they found the baby drowned, they it kind of threw the mother the lady they left that was actually the caretaker of the child. It actually threw her for a loop, and I believe that's the one who actually passed out and had to go to the hospital or whatever. And it kind of touched her, because that's her friend. I guess I don't know if it was a friend of the family or something of that nature. I don't know, but it goes to show you how we can leave our. Leave some our loved ones with someone, and the devil is busy. He comes in and he tries to he's set here to destroy. On tonight I wanted to bring out some I wanted to see what y'all thought about the situation and pretty much give y'all outlook on it, because online we had some people that was very frustrated with the situation. They were talking bad about the mom and the family and things of that nature, and I was like, you don't badger them, because they weren't aware of what was going to happen. And no matter why the mama was in jail, she still gave the baby to someone that she knew that would care for him. And we don't, the devil is just busy. I think that we should kind of pray more in our households and things of that nature. And I would like for some of y'all to tell me y'all feelings on, on the situation.
I'm sorry, Sean. I didn't catch what you said. What'd you say?
I was asking, do you all have any input on the situation? What are y'all feelings about the situation, about the 14-year-old that's charged with the drowning of the two-month-old baby?
I haven't even just, I don't really know all the information about it. What was it? Did the mother leave her with her?
No, the mother was incarcerated. The mother had the baby, and she left. She told CPS to, basically put the baby inside the household. I don't know if it was her friends or her family. I think it was a close friend of hers, but it's a solid foundation. You know what I'm saying? It was a solid foundation, a mother and as well as a boyfriend and a mother and their kids. The baby was placed inside a solid foundation. You know what I'm saying? She thought it was a solid foundation, and I guess they were friends, but at some point, the mother that was inside the house, the 14-year-old's mother, she had to go to work that morning, and, she left the child, we're responsible teenagers, because, you can tell by everybody that was around in the area, they were saying that, those are some fun-loving kids, and they were responsible, but the baby ended up being drowned. And, unfortunately, I had somebody that was coming on that was actually in the family that called in tonight. I guess because of the show, I was having technical difficulties. He was on. I guess he thought that maybe the show wasn't going to go ahead and come on. But yeah, either which way, the baby ended up being drowned by the 14-year-old, and I'm not sure what happened. But at this point, with the facts that we do know, the 14-year-old did drown the baby. And she is going to be held responsible for drowning the baby, because the other girl that was inside the house, the other person that was inside the house said, yes, the 14-year-old girl drowned the baby, voluntarily drowned the baby. And I'm wondering, what are y'all feelings on that? You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think that could have been done to prevent that, And, how would y'all touch on that subject? Because, a lot of people were badgering the mother, saying, well, she shouldn't have left the baby at home with the 14-year-olds, and I'm saying, this was a routine thing. This baby had been there since birth. You know what I'm saying? This baby had been there at their household since birth, so it wasn't a problem. So, the devil comes in and, tries to destroy things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to see, like, us as a community, how could we give some kind words, like, how can we find things where these things won't happen again? Because it could have happened to any of us. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the thing is, how I feel about that is, you know, like you said, stuff happens. You know, with some things that are going to happen no matter how careful everybody else is. You know, it was just an unfortunate situation. But, I mean, I'd like to, you know the details of, you know, actually what happened, what made her do that, you know?
I mean, nobody really knows what.
Was she trying to save her? And you know, you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she was trying to bathe her. They said they found I guess proof that, you know, it wasn't like she was trying to bathe her or anything. You know, we don't know exactly what was going on inside the household, but I don't think she was trying to bathe her at that point. Because the other person was saying that basically, you know, the baby was actually drowned. And but what I'm saying is, you know, you see how the 14-year-old maybe was upset about something or anything. You know, I'm just saying, like, maybe we can talk to our daughters or our kids. You know, once we put out, you know, once somebody asks us to do things, you know, maybe it's something that we can all come up with together that maybe we can do as a family so that it won't happen again, like, in none of our households or anybody around us, you know. Like, you know, what are some of the steps that y'all think that we can take to prevent these kind of things from happening, you know, like instill more Bible principles, maybe take the kids to church more or try to figure out what's going on with our teens, you know, like talk to our teens because maybe it was just something as simple as, this was something new that was brought in on her, and she felt like she wasn't responsible to, you know, to have to take care of this other child. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of the people online were saying, like, maybe this 14-year-old didn't feel like babysitting, you know? And then some people were saying, well, the 14-year-old should have been at school. She shouldn't have been at home. But I'm saying, like, you can't go in and blame, you know? I'm thinking that you can't go in and put blame on, like, each individual, you know, what can we do as a person to make these things not happen? You know, like, how can we talk to our family and our children and the people around us to prevent these things from happening? Because it's like a whole lot of murders and everything that's going on, and it's things that's going on around us in today's society, like, as far as, like, the kidnappings and stuff that's going on, stuff like that, everything's being harsh going on around us. What do y'all think we can do to prevent some of these things from happening right around us, like directly around us?
I mean, the thing is, I don't know if it's, you know, really anything that we can do, you know, because we don't know the situations of what's going on. And that girl could have been bipolar or anything, or it might have been just that she ain't want the baby in the house, you know, because you know how some teens are. They feel like the baby is getting all the attention and, you know, just certain things happen.
That could have been a case. But if that was the case, if it was, we're not going to say that's the case, but if it was the case, like, how can we let our teens know that it's okay for us to help other people? Callers, Peaches, are you here? Okay, well, I guess nobody else. Any other callers online? Anybody want to respond to that? What are some of the things that we can do to help our teens or anybody else that don't want to help? Like, what are some of the things that we can do in our daily lives to help other people know that it's okay to help other people? Shoshanda, are you still there?
Yeah, she walked out real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess nobody else is on wanting to speak about it, but, I mean, I think it's a lot of things that we can do to kind of help each other and let each other know that it's all right, you know, to help one another in today's society. Because, I mean, Some people are feeling like people are putting more responsibility on them. It could have been anything, you know. It could have been something as far as it could have been her just trying to bathe the child, you know. But now not only is she being held responsible for it, her mother is going to be having to, you know, come into like some kind of, you know, it's going to affect not only the 14-year-old child, it's going to affect the mother. It's going to affect the lady that was in jail because she no longer has a child. It's going to affect the other kid that was inside the house that seen it happen. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to have to live with these things that's happened, you know, and it's kind of sad because it's like a domino effect. Anytime that anything happens inside your household, around you or anything inside your neighborhood, just in general, it's going to affect the whole community. Not only inside that household, everybody else is looking there like, wow, you know, everybody saying, you know, pointing the finger saying it's their fault and it's this person's fault and it's that person's fault. It's nobody's fault. Things happen, you know, but as things happen, we can also try to prevent things from happening by maybe talking to each other and trying to help each other, you know. And the lady was initially just trying to help her friend. You know, her friend had to go do some time, you know, serve some time. And the lady that was pregnant, it's not her fault because she just wanted somebody to help her keep her baby, you know. And the little 14-year-old, you know, she actually encountered, you know, she's going to have to pay for what she done. But I think the devil came in and touched her, you know, and allowed, you know what I'm saying, allowed her to think negative and do something like that. But I'm thinking that maybe she could have got some counseling or something. Maybe it was some things that people should have noticed that, you know, she was going through. You know, maybe it was something that somebody could have noticed, you know, that they could have stopped it, prevented this from actually happening. Maybe it was some words that she said, like, you know, maybe I don't want to babysit today, or, you know, it could have been anything, you know, anything, little things. We need to start paying attention to our people that's around us and stop forcing them to do things, too, because maybe she didn't feel like babysitting, and maybe, you know, I don't know. It's just a lot of things that go on in the world, and you just got to pay attention to the things that's going on around you, because sometimes people don't like to do things, and we can force things on people, and things happen.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you can go ahead and talk.
Oh. Yeah, it's just, I mean, the thing is, I feel like it had to have been some kind of history of the girl having some problems. You know, because you don't just up and decide to do something like that just all of a sudden. So, you know, that's another thing. We have so many single mothers out nowadays just working. They don't have time to, you know, pay attention to our kids' personal problems. You know, I'm pretty sure it was some kind of signs that something was going on with her. And the thing is, it's not just affecting other people. That little girl, she going to remember that for the rest of her life.
She's going to have to deal with, that's what I'm saying, that everybody's upset with her, but I'm telling them, like, she's going to have to deal with that, too, for the rest of her life, because she's going to probably be tried as an adult, and, you know, she'll probably spend probably the rest of her life behind bars, you know, and it was probably something that was mentally wrong with her, you know, it may have been something, you know what I'm saying, people are not paying attention to, like, anything nowadays, people are saying, you know, it could have been something, you know, as small as, hey, I don't feel like this today, you know? I just don't feel like it. And so, like, that's why I'm saying we need to start paying attention to every little detail in our kids' lives. I know it's kind of hard, you know, because everybody's working and everybody's, you know, having to do different things. And, you know, everybody can't cater to everybody's every single, you know, moment of their life, but somebody needs to stop and pay attention because it's signs. It's like warning come before destruction. And so yeah. I know that there had to be something that let them know that maybe she needed some kind of help herself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the fact that she wasn't at school, you know, she's got to be having some problems at school, you know. I'm pretty sure she's acting out and everything.
Well, you know, it was kind of early in the morning, so I don't think she would have been at school yet. Do you think she would have been at school? Well, she had on regular people clothes when they took her out.
Where was her mom at? I mean, who was going to watch the baby when she got ready to go to school?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the baby.
That's the thing. As much as, you know, we want to help other people, if you're not able to do it, then you're not able to do it. You know, it's so many places that you could put the blame. You could put the blame on the mama and be like, well, if you knew that you couldn't handle that, you know, then you shouldn't have took her. You could blame so many different people.
Yeah, you just, can.
The only innocent person really is that baby.
Yeah, the only person that really suffered was the baby, because the baby is gone. And I mean, it's not the only person that's suffering, because everybody is touched by it. Because I'm talking about the mama. You can clearly see it on the news reports. You know, she fainted. She passed out because it was like overbearing to her. You know, oh wow, like my daughter drowned. You know what I'm saying? Like my daughter drowned this baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? My daughter drowned this baby, and then it probably make her feel like, wow, like, my friend is going to have to come out and know that my daughter drowned this baby. You know what I'm saying? At this point, you know what I'm saying? At what point, you know what I'm saying? At what point do it stop? You know what I'm saying? That mother was totally distraught. And then, like, now she's going to have to explain to her friend. They released the lady out of jail, you know, the mom of the baby. They released her out of jail so that she can, they bond her out so that she can plan her daughter's funeral. Because, you know, when she had the baby, she had to end up giving that baby up, to her friends or whatever. I don't know if it was the friends or the family. That's why I wanted the guy to come on and speak, because, I mean, he was very upset because of the things that they were saying on Facebook and on the news reports, you know. And I thought he was going to be able to come on and speak with us, you know, to give us some more input on it. But, you know, since he can't, you know, we have to think what we think. But, I mean, it touched a whole lot of people. And, I mean, the way he was saying it pretty much is like, y'all don't know what's going on in the household. So, you can't throw a stone, because people were saying all kind of bad things, you know. And, I mean, I know it touches everybody in a different angle, because, you know, you can look at it in so many different angles. You know, you can say, hey, if you knew that you couldn't take care of that baby, you know, you shouldn't have volunteered to, you know, allow that baby to come. But then she was just trying to do a good deed, you know what I'm saying? And she had no clue that her daughter was going to go over the edge like that. And then, I mean, the daughter probably didn't even know she was going to go over the edge like that until after the baby got there, you know, because that goes to show, you know, teenage moms, you know, moms can't be, you know, young girls don't really be wanting to babysit, but they'll babysit for some income, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she probably wasn't even babysitting. She probably just had to stay there with the child, you know, until the daycare bus came. Maybe the daycare bus was going to come. You know what I'm saying? And it was like 6-something in the morning. So when her mama pulled out, I know she had no clue that baby was going to be dead. I mean, nobody knows what the next person is thinking. But, I mean, not only that has happened this week. I mean, we've had so much stuff to go on within this week alone. I've seen the officer shot, you know, in Fort Worth. And I've seen the guy that's going around trying to pick up the kids from the schoolhouse. You know, people's minds are getting more, people's minds are going more, you know, and we're actually living, you know,
we are definitely in the last. Your child up in church, so they had them values. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to start taking our children to church. A lot of people say, well, the church place ain't the only place. You know, most people are saying things like the church is not the place. You know, the church ain't the only place you can go to learn the Bible, but, hey, you got to start from somewhere. And, I mean, you can't keep on saying that. How far does that go? You know what I'm saying? Because if the church ain't the place that you go to get worship, you know, then, I mean, I think everybody will be at home worshiping. You know, at some point, somebody have to gain some kind of respect and gain some kind of morals and start actually taking our kids back to church. And I mean, the church buses are not running like they used to run because, you know, some people don't want to drive the church buses. And, you know, nobody wants to do nothing anymore. You know, people are losing
value. It's always like, you know, people want to be, oh, well, why God let this happen, or, you know, this and this and this. It's, you know, he put us here to do stuff. You know, that's why he put his servants here. You know, we can't put it off on everybody else. And, oh, well, why can't this person do this, or why ain't nobody doing this, or, you know, this should be happening. You know, people always talking about what should be happening, but they don't want to step out there and, you know,
do it themselves. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I believe more people should actually, if you see something going on, try to change it or try to speak on it. You know, don't let something go undone because it's not directly happening to you. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Because I feel like if somebody can just come in and say something to somebody, like you can see a kid doing something wrong, don't be a scared to say something to that child. Some people say, well, that ain't my business. Okay, well, when does it become your business? After that person to kill somebody in your family, or after they hurt somebody in your family? It shouldn't have to even get that far gone. You can just nip that in the bud as soon as you see that person, because you ain't got to worry about going around the corner worried about if they done hurt somebody in your family or done something around you. You know, actually nip that in the bud when you see it. Some of these older people were actually scared to actually say anything to these kids or to discipline anybody.
And then you have to worry about the parents nowadays. You know, it's not like it was back in the gap. You know, even when I was younger, you know, if I was caught anywhere in the neighborhood doing anything, any adult could whoop me, call my mama, and, you know, when she get home, she going to get me too. But nowadays, parents are, well, we better not do nothing to my child. Don't be saying nothing to my child, you know?
Yeah, and I've been wondering.
It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah, if nobody can tell you what to do, or nobody can tell your child what to do, who can? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you don't know what's right, then how can you teach your child what's right? You know what I'm saying? Because that's a sign of ignorance right there. Just saying that nobody can tell your child what to do. Who does that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't realize how they're messing these kids up. You know, and this, I'm not just saying this about other people. Even my daughter, you know, her teachers call her daddy at least 3 times a week. You know, she told me the other day that she got in trouble because the teacher told her to turn around, and she didn't want to. You know, I don't have to do that. That's not my dad. Okay. You know, and that's not okay. That's not okay.
Yeah, and I mean, we have to start realizing, too, that it's like the kids are going to rebel. If we make excuses for them, they're going to accept those excuses and run with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say, I like the way you just said that, like, it's not only other people, it's us, too. It's inside our own houses. You know what I'm saying? And if we know it's going on in our houses, then we know it's going on everywhere else. And nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? And so at some point, somebody has to step in and do something. And so if everybody step in and just do something within their households, then everybody else don't have to worry about doing it. You get what I'm saying? If everybody that can hear my voice can say, hey, it starts at home. Everything starts at home. You learn to walk and talk at home. You learn how to eat at home. Why not learn the discipline at home? Why not learn the Bible at home? Why not learn something? Learn morals and respect. If everybody knew morals and respect, then nobody would have to tell you what to do because you already have it together. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, people are going to tell you what to do your whole life.
If a person can just accept that somebody is always going to be able to tell you what to do and you should just do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as it's not bad or hurting anyone, like I tell my kids, if a person tell you to do something, if it's not bad, if it's not hurting nobody, or if it's not harming anyone, if it's the right thing, then do it. You ain't got to wonder if what Susie telling you down the street is right. If it makes sense to you, then it's right. You get what I'm saying? I done already taught you at home right from wrong, so you know that if they tell you touch this, touch that right there and it's hot, you know not to touch it. You know to tell them, no, my mom said my mom would prefer for me not to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying just be a a dummy to everything, to everybody. I'm saying if your parents taught you at home to do it the right way, when you go out in public, if somebody shouldn't have to even redirect you because you already supposed to already have them, I know how to do these shoes on. And if you get a little out of line and somebody have to authority figure tell you to do something, you supposed to do it. You know, just do right. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, some people take authority kind of too far, too. You know what I'm saying? And we know that. So that's why some people are saying, I don't want my child to listen to that person. I don't want my child to listen to that person. But everybody is not taking authority too far. You know what I'm saying? Or everybody is not out to harm your child. Some people are actually trying to help your child. So all the, everything could come to a halt if somebody with some kind of sense would say, hey, this is not supposed to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if you teach your kids right at home, you know, they going to know. It starts at home.
Yeah, like they know right from wrong. They know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They know
so
if a person telling them
wrong.
If he, yeah, if you tell them something and they know it ain't right, then 9 out of 10, well, mine, I know mine, if it's not right, they're not going to, you know, they're not disrespectful or nothing like that, but they, just like she said, they're going to be like, well, no, I don't think my mom would want me to do that, so I'm going to get in trouble when I get home, so I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a lot of times, it's so to where people are like, even principals, some of them are so abusive or, you know how you hear about stuff happening here and there. It's real scary, but then you still want your child to be respectful, but still be able to come and tell me, and you know, let me handle that problem. Don't you handle it? You just yes sir, yes ma'am, and then you get to where you can talk to me or your parent or whatever.
Yeah, cause some like when it comes to situations like that, you know what I'm saying? Well, authority figure is abusing their rights. Your child notices that as well. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't talk them in the house the right way, they do know that they're being abused. So that, but you got to teach them too. Like you said, it's a respect issue. Don't call them out on it because you're not the same age they are.
That's
you
right.
can come back
That's
and
right.
talk to your parent about that and let your parent call them out on it. You know what I'm saying? Or let your parents see how to handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, but if it was wrong, then you know it's wrong. That comes from the home. You know what I'm saying? It comes
That's
from
right.
the home. If you're going to tell them right from wrong, they know it's wrong, but just go ahead and move forward and then come on home and tell mama, hey, this is what happened at school today, or this is what happened around me today, and I didn't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, even if it's something that they don't appreciate as a person, you know, because like the people tell you all the time, allow a person to be who they want to be, right? I was told this week that I can't stop a person from being who they're going to be, right? This is what I was told by an adult. I was told by an adult that a child is supposed to be whoever they're going to be. I tell them, yes, a child is going to be whoever they want to be, who they're going to be if I tell them to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not they're going to be whoever they want to be on their own. It's what you instill in that child that makes them do the right thing, because if they feel like everything that they're doing is so cute, and you know what I'm saying? Because like, they could be screaming and hollering, and we laugh about it. That's not cute. You know what I'm saying? And so when they get older, if you let them do that because you thought that was cute at home, then they're going to go out in public and they're going to do it. You get what I'm saying? And so that goes back to say they know right from wrong. If a child look at you while they're doing something, then they know pretty much it's wrong in the first beginning. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so like I was talking about that little 14-year-old, she knew what she was doing was wrong, whether she meant to do it or not. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, she had to know. She had to know that the baby was going to drown, or that that water, you know, unless she was slow or something like that, I don't think they would have left her with anybody that was slow. You get what I'm saying? So
this is the question I got. I want to know, I mean, if, I don't know if you know or not, but She left it with the mother, right? She left the baby with the mother of the 14-year-old, right?
Yeah, the lady in jail left the baby with the
girl
mother
with that
of the 14-year-old.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't with the 14-year-old. She the baby
yeah,
didn't
okay,
go she was born.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the baby been in that house since it was born because the mother had to go serve some time in jail for some stuff that she had done. You know what I'm saying? And she
well,
left the baby
been jealousy
with the mother.
Or it could have been jealousy. I mean, almost anything. I can't talk right now because we're not crazy in the mouth, but I know a situation, something like that, as far as a child. And like a 3-year-old or something, and 11-year-old, and it was something. And now it was really jealousy. And she didn't kill her or nothing, but she was hurt, you know, bad, pretty bad.
Yeah.
And,
it be stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. And most people don't even think. Like, a lot of people be like, well, I got my kid whatever they want, so they're not jealous or nothing. But you never
yeah.
know what a kid is feeling on the inside.
Know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, like we were saying earlier, you know, when I speak, you know, on this blog, I'm speaking from experience. You know, I'm not just talking about what other people should do. I'm talking about what goes
Me
on
too.
In my house as well. You know, my daughter is the same way. Don't get me wrong, she loves her sister to death, but she's still jealous because she's used to it being just her. Or, you know,
just
she's
her.
Getting all the, and you know, and I've seen siblings do that as well. They be mean to the little ones. You know, how often do you hear about that, you know?
You hear about that a lot.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then a lot of parents be in denial. They'll be like, "No, you know, she couldn't have been jealous because I get her what she wants, or I do this for her." And okay, you can do anything. You can do all
that attention.
Huh?
They don't get attention. You know?
Yeah, that's the most.
Your love
the baby
between
like.
You know, exactly, and then this is a new baby. So, you know, a new baby needs a lot of attention.
Yep.
And that 4 years probably she could have been just acting out. Who knows? You know, when there's so much stuff going on, all these kids is bipolar and everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And you see
and
that a lot now to where when you grow up. Yeah.
And she got to take care of, you know, like, well, I got to babysit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And that's how I feel like that other situation, too. But like you say,
what
that bipolar stuff, I said that's how I felt about this that other situation. Why I gotta keep her? It ain't my. You know what I'm saying? I was saying about the bipolar stuff. I didn't hear that stuff that much when I was growing up, but now you hear that so much about kids having to take these medicine and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because they bipolar and, you know, the kids. You know, you must hear about older people. But now I hear a lot of in kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't want to take medication because it makes them feel nothing. So, you know.
Yeah, so it's confusing. And then a lot of times
it's
slowing
it's not
back
even just kids.
The medication.
It ain't even just kids. You know, you hear grown people
who done killed
their girlfriend, baby, and stuff like that, you know? Because, well, I got to take care of
that.
You ain't mine, you know?
I recently just got out, and I was down there with a girl, they were two girls together, and they killed the baby eventually, but they beat the baby, hid him in the basement. Was burning him and stuff like that. And this girl baby, it's her, one of them baby, but you let the girl do this to your child. Well, she got executed, the one that was doing it to the child. The other one just got, I don't know, I guess she got a lot of time. But I never did know until the end. And when I seen her, you actually, you still here doing this, you know, you could tell she haven't changed. She still, you know, like it's nothing to her. And, you know, even when the execution, when they was doing the execution, it was like it was nothing. I mean, what kind of heart do you have to where you're not feeling this? That's your child. And you let her do this to your baby? I mean.
Well, you know, I'll just explain something to you. Sometimes people are not emotionally attached to things. And that's why they do have the doctors, you know what I'm saying, to try to see why a person is not emotionally attached to things. Like, how can I put it? Like, sometimes in life, you're not emotionally attached to anything, and you have people that's actually sick like that. But that's what I'm saying. At some point, someone knew that it was something. At some point, somebody had to know some form of sign to know that. I mean, it looks good on the outside, because I mean, everybody from the outside of the apartments and everything was saying, like, these people are happy people. You know what I'm saying?
That's not
in that baby's character. They can't understand how she done that, because she was a happy person. But I'm telling you, a person can smile all day long, but you never know what a person is thinking. The brain is something that's very hard to understand. So you can be feeling some way. You can be saying that you feel some way outside and feel a total different way on the inside. And that's a scary situation. And that's why you have to open up and be honest about how you're feeling about things. That's why I tell my kids, if you don't feel like doing something, say it. Don't be scared because I'm your mama and I might whoop you. I'm not going to whoop you for you telling me, mama, you know, I kind of don't feel like that's appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it. If a person is feeling some kind of way about something, start paying attention to the way that a person is feeling about it. I'm not saying let them make it or tell them they ain't got to do it because they don't want to do it, because they're kids and you have to train them to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because all of us kind of be lazy and don't want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm grown. I don't be wanting to cook. You know what I'm saying? But I know that I have two kids and I have to feed them, so I have to get up and cook. You get what I'm saying? So you have to explain to them. Not just make them do it because they're there. You have to explain to them why you have to do these things. Like, you have to do these things to live. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to hurt nobody while you're doing stuff. That's why I talk to people, I say, hey, look, this has gotten, like, even with friends, you know what I'm saying? I can say, hey, look, our friendship has gotten out of hand. So, like, I'm going to remove myself from the situation right now. I don't want to do this anymore. You know what I'm saying? And if I tell you that, respect what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that's what I'm saying. At some point in that situation, somebody had to say, I don't feel like doing this, or maybe look, you know, this. I really don't like this. I mean, and nobody paid attention to that. You know what I'm saying? To that sign. You kind of get what I'm saying? It couldn't have been all happy, happy, joy, joy. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't have been. And even if it was happy, happy, joy, joy, somebody should have known something was supposed to go down. You know what I'm saying? Something was supposed to go down shortly.
We're all on the outside looking in. You know, we don't know what was going on. That girl could have been doing something to that baby since the baby was there. You know, we don't know. And like you were saying earlier, people don't want to get in other people's business or say anything, you know, because, I'm speaking from experience. My daughter's grandmother, she abused the autistic child, you know, and she was doing it for a year, you know, at least. I mean, like, abusing him bad to where she's in jail for it now. You know, the last instance was he had boo-booed on himself or something. Mind you, this child can't talk or, you know, anything like that. So he boo-booed on himself, and when I tell you they broke the toilet with him, I mean, like, they threw him up. You know how hard the back part of a toilet is? She threw him so hard against that toilet till it broke. And then she took an extension cord, tied it around his neck, and tied it around the door to where, you know, if he tried to bend forward, it would hang him. And the thing is, what I'm saying is, this was happening, little stuff was happening to him for at least a year. You know, to where, I mean, I'll go over there and he has a black eye, and they say, oh, well, he hit his head on the bed rail or something like that. And I feel bad about that because I didn't say as much as I should have said. And we have to get out of that mentality where it's not my business, you know, I don't have nothing to do with that, because it is our business. Because even if it's not our child, these kids are brought up with our kids, or they're around our kids, and still it still comes back to us.
And that's what's happening back. You saying that, you made me think about this lady. She's an older lady, and she had foster kids. Somebody foster kids, not even her kids, and she did that too. You know, she was abusing.
Yeah, and this child was hers.
It was.
I didn't hear what you said.
So
go ahead.
And it was the lady that I'm talking about, y'all. She was, when I first got locked up, I was, you know, I respected this lady. I never knew what she was there for. She's the older lady. She used to be a prison minister. She used to be with T.D. Jakes and all that, got pictures and everything. And all the time, that lady, I'm talking about, I've seen it myself, so hateful, girls, about the TV and stuff like that.
Hold on just a second. Peaches, I hate to have to cut y'all off, but we only have 38 seconds left. I thank y'all for calling Blog Talk on tonight, and we will pick up on this subject on next Friday. And I want y'all to make sure that y'all call back in, because this is a subject that's really touching to me. And I want y'all to call back on next Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And I apologize that we started late, but we only have 22 seconds left, and I want to thank God for allowing us to come on tonight and speaking and having this chance to cover these subjects. And I want y'all to know that God is love. And this week, if you don't do anything else, just pray to God that something better happens in this world, and just give God the glory and give him the thanks. In Jesus' name, I want to say amen, y'all. Thank y'all for calling Blog Talk.
Okay.